This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We started with Puerto Rico, Hurricane Maria, and debt. Now to Houston, still recovering from shocking levels of rain unleashed by the storm called Harvey. The flooding affected a large number of small businesses. They make up a vast number of companies in that metro area. Florian Martin with Houston Public Media reports.
At Nightlight Pediatric Urgent Care near Houston's Bush Intercontinental Airport, workers have stripped the office to nothing but its stone walls, glass windows, and metal frames. When Harvey hit, the strip mall where the office is located quickly turned into a lake. Anastasia Gentles is a co-founder of Nightlight.
We have a camera, so we were watching, and at first it was like, oh, it's okay, it's just the floor, we can handle it. And then like 2 hours later, I was like, okay, it's done.
She says reconstruction will probably cost more than $300,000. The company has flood insurance, which should cover most of it. But Gentle says this was the busiest of seven branches, accounting for a quarter of the company's revenue. And it's taking a long time to rebuild, in part because contractors have been in high demand after Harvey.
Because you can't even find a pod in the city right now. We have to like rent a U-Haul, so we have to pay for a U-Haul to sit in the parking lot with our cabinets in there.
Gentles estimates rebuilding will take 3 to 6 months. She's trying to find a temporary location nearby. And Harvey hasn't just affected those businesses that were flooded. Steve Lawrence is executive director of the University of Houston's Small Business Development Center.
You know, a lot of the businesses we work with are restaurants, are service industries, and a lot of things stop for a week or two. So everybody's been affected in one way, shape, or form.
So what's Harvey done overall to small business productivity in Houston?
What we saw was that while there was a pretty dramatic initial decrease in average revenue for local businesses, things rebounded actually fairly quickly, which was not what we expected.
Brad Plotho is with small business software company Womply. Its researchers looked at credit card transactions for nearly 6,000 Houston businesses before, during, and 10 days after Harvey. They found that daily revenue returned to 80 to 100% of its pre-storm level within a week. Plotho says it helped that many Houstonians have gone through similar disasters before and were therefore prepared. In Houston, I'm Florian Martin for Marketplace.